Sci-fi writers have long warned us about the dangers of modifying organisms. Remember Jurassic Park? But new futuristic gene editing technologies are becoming a reality. And Harvest Public Media's Madeline Beck talked with researchers about how to present the new tools to a skeptical public.
This is the sound of giant locusts attacking towns in Illinois. It's from a 1957 movie called Beginning of the End. Basically, a scientist used radiation to make giant fruits and veggies. Pesky grasshoppers got in, ate some radioactive stuff.
Well, their cell division accelerated immediately. That is, they started to grow abnormally fast.
Giant killer locusts probably aren't that big of a threat, but the movie demonstrates our long-held fear of messing with nature. But a real-life revolt against gene editing came up when the public found out just how much food was being genetically modified.
If you put something out where the public isn't comfortable with it, doesn't matter what the science says. Once their mind is made up, they're not comfortable with it. It can be very hard to reverse it.
Stephen Moose researches and teaches crop genetics at the University of Illinois. He says that the fear of GMOs might have been avoided if the public had been let into decision-making processes from the beginning. And he says we should do that with new gene editing technology, like with CRISPR, something that makes it easier to edit genes, or with this kind of crazy thing called gene drive.
So gene drive is a case where you alter the outcome of inheritance. There are rules, and you can, if you understand how that process works, you can make it violate the rules.
So let's say we edit a mosquito gene so it's born with a trait that's bad for it, even kills it. Usually, baby skeeters born without that trait would survive and take over. Evolution. But what if we make it so 100% of offspring get that killer trait? That's gene drive.
Eventually, it basically creates a dead end, you know, a genetic dead end.
The population collapses. And while it may be decades off from regulatory approval, researchers are making baby steps, like with water hemp and Palmer amaranth, some of the nastiest weeds Midwest farmers battle. The University of Illinois' Patrick Tranel studies the plants and is looking into using gene drives on them. But let's be clear, he's nowhere near a finished product. They're just now trying to find the genes that they'd eventually need to edit.
So yeah, I mean, we're a long ways away at this point.
And any approved gene drive will likely require some sort of failsafe or kill switch to make sure it doesn't wipe out a species.
So it's not our goal to eradicate water hemp from the face of the earth. Nobody wants to do that. Even though it's a weed, I'm sure it has some benefits to some organism somewhere.
But Tranel says this research is important because it could help overcome herbicide resistance, reduce the need for herbicides like Roundup and dicamba, and help us produce more food for a growing world. Along a similar vein, Omar Akbari at the University of California, San Diego, is researching how to use gene drives to potentially deal with an invasive fly. And it certainly sounds like the star of a sci-fi thriller, Drosophila suzuki. It infests fruits and berries in a pretty intense way.
Females have a serrated ovipositor. Essentially, it's like a knife that is on their posterior end, and it enables them to stab the fruit with this knife and inject their eggs into the fruit.
Eggs inside a fruit are hard to kill, but Akbari says they're looking at other ways to handicap the fly beyond gene drive because that tech is so far off. Still, he and Tranel and Moose agree. The public needs to come along on these early steps for gene drive to ever be tried in the field. They're not even asking for full support. They just want the public to make knowledgeable decisions based on costs and benefits. And of course, no scientist wants to be personally responsible for unleashing some sort of sci-fi plague onto the Earth.
I'm talking about giant locusts. Giant locusts are responsible for all of this.
Madeline Beck, Harvest Public Media.